Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
I got a book report.
Oh, yay.
Just read another
book.
Did
you buy a folder for it?
No, I didn't. I didn't have to turn it in to anybody either.
I loved it. I love a book club. I like to hear about what people are reading and then discussing it. That's okay. What this is.
We all read the Matthew Perry book, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Horrible, Terrible Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And this is a book very similar to that. It's from Rex Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're born and bred in the Bluegrass State, you know who Rex Chapman is. High school All-American, Kentucky All-American basketball, All-Star in the NBA, 12 years, made $400 million. And then discovered drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
The great thing about this story is he stayed away from everything growing up. He didn't.
Yeah.
His dad gave him part of a beer when he was little, and he was like, "Don't like the taste of that." So he never drank, never messed with drugs.
Wow.
In the NBA, he got injured and got put on Vicodin, and it just took off from there.
God, when it starts that way, when you need help. Oh, I hate that. I hate any of it, but.
You know, and Murphy, you could probably relate to it as well. Just hearing the story, just like Matthew Perry, of another addict and what they went through and all the struggles, because it's not always the easy fix.
Mm-mm.
It was just a good read to see the story that somebody else had about going through this.
Yeah,
because,
sure.
He, he went to rehab a few times, didn't take the first time.
Yeah.
And when he finally got clean, part of the getting rid of the opioids is Suboxone that they put you on,
right?
Which he got addicted to that instead, and it was a different kind of a thing. But it's a very great story, inspirational. How all this bad stuff happened.
Yeah.
This is a guy that was living in mansions,
right?
In the NBA, he wound up to the point where he had to live in his car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
And then all these friends of his from the old days reaching out and giving him little opportunities here and there. He was able to pull himself back up out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's like this major social influencer on Twitter. I follow him on Twitter. I followed him on Twitter before.
Which is why you found the book.
Yeah, the book came out just recently, and he's making all the rounds right now.
What's the title of the book?
It's called It's Hard for Me to Live with Me.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
There's a chapter at the end where he's discussing stuff, and that he threw that line in, and that became the title of his book. It's an easy read, 250 pages. It sucked me right in like Matthew Perry. So it only took me a couple days to read it.
Yeah.
But it's very, it offers a glimmer of hope. He takes you all the way down the bad stuff and then shows you how friends and everything else in his life has turned around. And he also does, reality check. This is an everyday thing for him now.
Yeah.
He's clean, but
for now.
It's always right there.
Yeah, which is the road to health, is understanding and acknowledging that part, and right, just handling it truly one day at a time.
Yeah. It's not all the funnies like Matthew Perry, like you would expect.
That's
there are a couple in here.
Uh-huh.
And it's just very insightful too, if you're a sports freak, to read about the behind the scenes of how high school players recruited, and before NIL, how money changed hands and all that stuff. That's the sports side of it, but they also have the addiction side of it. So it was a really quick, easy, fun, great read.
I think that any of those shares, if they're helpful to somebody else, is big. The other thing about that is, his beginnings into drugs started innocently in prescription painkillers and opioids,
which is an epidemic.
Mm-hmm. And I know that the word is everywhere, but that word really needs to be everywhere, because whether your personality is prone to that or not, opioids are addictive, period.
Yeah.
If you don't have to have a gene, a trait, or anything, it's that addictive. And, for me, it was just alcohol for me. There was literally nothing else. But the insidiousness, that I can't tell you how many people I've known over the years that have found themselves having a very difficult time pulling themselves off of prescription medications after a serious surgery or, an injury or something like that.
Right.
He talks about when, because he never touched anything, and we got that first Vicodin for a pain he was having. He was like, oh my God, I didn't know this existed. This is like, and there he went.
Right. It couldn't turn back, or didn't turn back for a long time. I think it's interesting too, when someone, any story, every single addiction story is different. But I think it's interesting when someone that you admire at the height of fame or whatever it is, like the Matthew Perry, when they share their stories, it is also a very good reality check.
Yeah.
It doesn't discriminate. addiction can happen to anyone in any place in our society.
Yep,
right. It can happen to any person living in a mansion, living in a car.
And he had another similar thing to Matthew Perry is the effort that he went to get those pills.
Yeah.
He had doctors all over the place that he knew his routine or who could write it now.
And running a scam to get it.
It's just like, oh my God.
That's work.
Yeah.
Well, that's how badly he was depending on it.
Yeah. That's one reason that they've really clamped down on that, thanks to everything being computerized, databased, mm-hmm. I guess, prescription drugs being databased now. You're not really going to be able to hop from one doctor to another, or if you do, it's not going to last for very long.
You.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
it's possible to get clean from it. It's just really, really hard.
Right.
Rex Chapman's the name, and the book is called It's Hard for Me to Live with Me.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.